This week, South Sudan may be one step closer to the end of a five-year civil war as the leaders of the warring parties, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, sign a peace agreement in Khartoum. The South Sudan civil war erupted just 2 years after the young country's independence from Sudan. That was in 2011. Clashes broke out between the forces of those loyal to the Kiir regime and those loyal to his then-deputy Machar. These soon turned into an all-out civil war that divided the country along ethnic lines. So there's hope and scepticism that this latest peace agreement will work. A similar attempt at ending the conflict in 2015 broke down in less than a year. Now, for more on the prospects for peace in South Sudan, let's turn to Ambassador Dr. Neraldine Sati. He's a global fellow and co-chair of the Wilson Center's Sudan Working Group. He's a Sudanese former diplomat and UN special representative. He's been closely involved in the peace process in Somalia and Burundi. Ambassador Sati, welcome to Between the Lines.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, this is not the first peace deal that these two leaders have signed. I mentioned before in 2015, there was a similar agreement that was reached. That quickly fell apart. Is this time any different?
Well, of course, that's the question which is on everybody's mind. But we do hope that this time is going to be different. The regional situation has changed. The international dynamic has changed, and the internal situation also is changing because Southern Sudanese are sick and tired of this war, and everybody in the region and international community, South Sudan itself, is pushing for peace and pushing the president and his former vice president to come together. So we hope that this is going to work this time.
You know, according to conflict resolution theory, anyone who studied international relations would have studied this, there are certain conditions that are more likely to lead to peace, you know, proved benefits of peace, increased costs of continuing a conflict, the hurting stalemate, where both sides realize they can't achieve victory. Was this happening in South Sudan?
Yes, this is exactly what is happening, because all sides, especially those two, are realizing that it is quite futile for them to continue this war, and that now the time has come for them to come together and work for the benefit of their country. Yes, I think things have changed, and I hope, of course, I cannot guarantee, nobody can guarantee that it's going to work this time around, but there is hope that they have learned the lesson. And that the dynamic now is favorable to a peaceful settlement of the conflict.
And another important condition for successful conflict resolution is having independent and trusted mediators. And now this peace talk deal, the talks at least, have been mediated by the presidents, I believe, of Sudan and Uganda. Are they seen as independent and trusted by all sides in this conflict?
Well, it's too, I cannot say that they are independent and trusted by everybody, but at least in the past they have been quarreling. They have been at each other's throat, if I may use this expression, concerning South Sudan. But the mere fact that Sudan and Uganda now were rivals in the past are converging together in order to work for peace in South Sudan, and itself, I think, a plus for the peaceful settlement of the conflict. And now seeing them working together sends a positive signal to those who are involved in the conflict in order to work together, bearing in mind that Sudan and Uganda realize that it is in their interest to work for peace, because peace will bring, of course, stability to South Sudan, to the whole region. And the two countries will certainly benefit politically, diplomatically, economically, and financially from peace in South Sudan.
Okay, what about this ceasefire agreement? This is the regional intergovernmental authority on development, the African Union. They're monitoring this ceasefire agreement. Are you optimistic about the prospects here for this successful ceasefire?
Well, I am cautiously optimistic. You know, in the work that we do as mediators, we also always keep some kind of hope that a process, a peace process, will work. And in this case, I think that the implementation will be a challenge, as it has been in the past and as it has been in many situations. And the fact that IGAD, the African Union, will work together in order to make it work, I think is a positive signal. But of course, they cannot do it alone, because we have the UN, we have the Troika, we have the friends of IGAD, the friends of the African Union, the friends of South Sudan, who should be involved and should continue their pressure so that this agreement will be implemented this time around. There is need, of course, for monitoring of the process, and this is not going to be an easy question, because South Sudan is a vast territory, and there are many conflicting actors within South Sudan, and the implementation of the process will require all the resources that it can get from regional and international actors and friends of Sudan, South Sudan.
If you just tuned in, you're on RN's Between the Lines with me, Tom Switzer. We're talking about South Sudan and the possible end of a five-year civil war as the leaders of the warring parties sign a final peace agreement this week. Ambassador, I want to talk to you now about these war crimes, the crimes against humanity that both government troops and rebels are alleged to have committed. Are there any provisions for investigating and prosecuting those responsible for the atrocities?
Well, to my mind, there has already been some talk about hybrid courts in South Sudan for that purpose. Accountability is important. It has to be pursued, and it has to be part and parcel of any settlement. And, of course, the various actors have to join this process in order to make it possible. Setting up hybrid courts for South Sudan will certainly be helpful in that respect.
Can we say that even if this peace deal does not succeed in bringing peace, it may at least bring us one step closer? Or do you think that this peace gets ever more distant with every failed agreement?
No, I think peace grows closer as we learn from the lessons of the past and as more actors become convinced of the inevitability of peace, and that war will only bring more mayhem to South Sudan, and that nobody at the end of the day will benefit from that war. So I'm hopeful that the various actors within South Sudan, in the region and international community, will come together to make it work.
Ambassador, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you very much.
Ambassador Nuruldeen Sati, he's a global fellow and co-chair of the Wilson Center's Sudan Working Group.